What's up, nerds, and welcome back to your weekly dose of all that is pop culture and nerdom with your three favorite fat nerds. That's right, it's time for the flagship Three Fat Nerds podcast, better known as 3FN. And as always, we are coming to you from the 8122 Production Studios at Dragon Master Games. I'm your host, Rich. And first off, to my right, as he usually sits these days, the man who is the Snow Lord of the Northeast, ladies and gentlemen, Ron.
What's happening?
And of course, the other man in this room is the man that doesn't need an introduction, but yet has the longest introduction in all of podcasts. And that's right, it's hashtag Big Natty Cool, hashtag Mad Dog Strong Style, hashtag Challenge Accepted, hashtag Who's Your Daddy? If you're a Patreon, you would know that. Hashtag Diesel Malenko, because he's the man of 1,004 hashtags. Ladies and gentlemen, he is your favorite podcaster, the man, the myth, and the legend, rolled into one ginger gator-wearing motherfucker. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking about Diesel.
Reporting for duty, everybody.
I'm going to pee my pants one of these times when he does that. That is a shoot, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, I hope everybody had a great week out there. You got the Super Bowl in. You got the commercials. Was everybody else, all hung-strung on the Bruce Springsteen Jeep commercial?
What?
Oh, man. It was one of those moments, man. This is the second time Chrysler has put out a commercial during the Super Bowl that got so much buzz. The first one, of course, being Clint Eastwood a few years back. This time it was the boss. The boss talking about unity. And you know what? You got to love. You got to love. When the boss says to do something, you got to do it. Because the E Street Band is great.
Oh, yeah. Although I'd have been more of a fan if they would have full Gran Torino'd him.
Oh, Jesus, no. Come on. Come on, man.
No, the
Come
boss on. He's one of the best.
But we had so much more, and we'll be talking about one of the huge things that came out of the Super Bowl commercials, obviously, and the nerd news. But we all had a decent week. I've had a trying one, furnace problems that turned into staying in a hotel room and turned into being tired. So I apologize for the people who were listening to 607 TWS, the wrestling show. The podcast didn't come out this week because I'm going to share something with you. Internet at a hotel is not that great. No. The free Wi-Fi they give you for uploads and downloads, it's at best. It will not affect you guys because I'll be home by tomorrow. For Patreon, I'm willing to just let that take 10 years to do for Patreon. For everybody else, I'm sorry because thankfully for the rest of you guys who aren't patrons, I will be back in my house tomorrow morning after I get out of work, thankfully. So kudos to that. So there's that. There's that. Well, what else do we have to add in there? Oh, I know. We need to tell you guys about that open and plug business because, what? You know, we got them bills. Oh, there we go. Whoa. Mario doesn't have to win yet because Mario's got to get his ass started first. So if you would like to get a hold of us to talk about anything we talk about or just to kind of hang out and say something and, whatever you want, hit us up on them social medias. Three Fat Nerds Podcast on Facebook, at Three Fat Nerds Pod on Twitter and Instagram. Use the hashtag 3FN whenever we're talking about the flagship show. Also, you can visit our website, 8122productions.com, and find out all about what we're doing over here. Been doing the podcasts and streaming and everything else we got going on. Everything will be back into full circle, hopefully this week, crossing our fingers that there's not more natural disaster calamities or just personal, kicks in the nuts. But either way, remember, speaking of streaming, twitch.tv/607podcast. We'll be back at it again. And unless, like I said, unless something happens, act of God this week, MTG Arena, of course, every Thursday night. This week, I do want to say 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Some stuff going on. So 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Thursday night will be the wrestling show instead of 8 p.m. So it's coming to you a little early. Last time we did it early, we had a huge crowd. So hopefully you guys keep that in mind. But that will be live on twitch.tv/607podcast. If you missed last week, you can still see that on there as well. What else do we got going on Twitch? Also, I think this weekend we're going to be doing the fights. I think there's a UFC fight this weekend, if I'm not mistaken. I do believe it's Burns versus Usman. So we'll be attending the funeral of Gilbert Burns. Unfortunately for him, he has to take on the scariest man on the planet. But anyways, we'll be doing that live 8 p.m., probably 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on twitch.tv/607podcast this upcoming weekend as well, and so much more. So make sure you're following to get all those alerts and notifications. And of course, if you would like to support the show, you can do that on Patreon. Patreon.com/8122productions. For as little as $1 a month, you get a ton of extra bonus content, including stuff that you do not get to hear on this show. You get to hear us talk in the beginning and in the middle and the breaks, all that stuff. And it's unedited, uncensored, uncooked. It's if you wanted to know what Diesel really thinks that he's got, if you ever hear him chuckle and he doesn't say anything, that's because he's saving it for the break. Ugh. Or if he can't save it for the break, I have edit work to do. Either way, you, if you want to hear what that's all about, check it out over on patreon.com/8122productions. Yeah. Diesel's a fan of saying stuff that, you know. You know, he gave us an impromptu. By the way, this week, people on Patreon got an impromptu top three that we didn't know about. We kicked off the Patreon. Well, besides what Ron does normally to kick it off. Once again, we talk in circles because we can't talk about that on this show because I don't want to get banned, especially because we just finally got on I Love Radio's podcast.
Yeah.
iHeartRadio, whatever you call it. Like, the fucking took too long. Oh, well, they'll be mad at me now. We'll be back off. That's all right. We still got Spotify. We love you.
Oh, come on. We all love Elvis Duran.
And Apple Podcasts. We love you guys. You guys are the most of our stuff. And we love whatever you guys are listening to us on. Be honest. We just want you guys to hear us. And we are so thankful that you support us. But you didn't come here to hear me ramble about that. You know what you came here for? This week's installment of the Nerd News to kick off the show, and unfortunately it was another one of those sad ones because, ladies and gentlemen, we have to announce one of those the times where we have to do these difficult passings. This past week, Christopher Plummer passed away at the age of 91. You might know Christopher Plummer, by the way, from anything, because he's been in almost everything when you look through his filmography. But most famously, The Sound of Music, most recently, Knives Out, which he was very phenomenal in Knives Out. He was also in, I'm not going to spoil the movie pick for you guys yet. He was in Diesel's movie pick this week as well because of that. He started his TV film and on the stage in 1953, born in 1929. Unfortunately, he passed away. And also, you might know him because he did voiceover works for Madeline and tons of other stuff. I mean, dude, what can you say?
His IMDb is over 200 things. Like, oof.
I'm going to put it this way. He was only, I do believe he's he was Grammy nomination away. He was a Grammy win, away from being an EGOT. Was nominated for a Grammy, but he didn't win it. He was a Grammy win away from being an EGOT. He has the Tony. He actually has a couple Tonys. He's got a couple Oscars.
Wow.
He's got some nice Emmys. So very decorated, awesome. And like I said, for myself and Ron, who both saw Knives, I don't think you did. Did you, Diesel?
I do not support Ryan Johnson.
No, actually, that was actually pretty good.
That was good.
And I will say this. He was badass in that movie.
He was.
I mean, he's not in the movie for the whole time, but... He's still awesome. I loved his spot. So condolences out to his family, friends, and of course fans out there. Count us amongst the fans. I can't say enough great things about Christopher Plummer. So, and we'll be playing more honor to him later in the show in Diesel's movie club pick, just so you guys know. Once again, always this transition is always the worst.
Yeah.
But the show goes on, and the biggest news of the week, ladies and gentlemen, was the Super Bowl. But we're not a sports show. But if you want to hear sports, tune in to the Ocho Duro Parlay Hour podcast. They're talking sports. I do believe the show was recorded. They were recording the show for the sports Monday, or if not Tuesday. I know he said he was recording Monday and Tuesday, but check it out either way. They have a sports show and they have an entertainment show. They're both very fun, but I like to listen to them for my sports news, and I know that Ron does as well. So they'll be covering the Super Bowl. But what we're going to cover is the one piece of the Super Bowl, about 45 seconds?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Something like that. And it was the best 45 seconds that we saw all night because the Super Bowl was, at best, a one-sided affair. But we finally got to see the trailer for the Falcon and the Winter Soldier. Now, mind you, coming into this, we got to see the concept art. And now we got to see some of that concept art in the flesh. How excited were you for the... wonderful trailer, Ron, because I know that you were digging this one.
It was hilarious, actually. I didn't expect them to put that much funny into it. I thought it'd be a little, you know, more, you know, serious just because of everything that's going on. But I think maybe because of the stuff that's coming out about WandaVision, they're kind of like, okay, let's put in the funny, because it was all one-liners. I don't care. I'm sold.
Oh, yeah. Diesel, yeah. I know you just recently watched it today, so how are you feeling, brother?
It looks great. This is how you do a Marvel Cinematic Universe TV show. This is going to be, obviously, like the buddy cop theme going, yeah. And it looks great. I cannot wait. This looks great. Everything about this looked phenomenal.
Oh, yeah.
I'm honestly super stoked. We were super stoked about seeing this before because we really actually do like both Sebastian Stan Anthony Mackie. So seeing them, having them, knowing that they're in the show, I love the fact that we're getting everything else. You know, Baron Zemo looks amazing in the full getup. I can't wait. And it does. It looks like that buddy cop show. And I mean, I understand that they're doing more than one buddy cop show, but that's not a problem for me.
Yeah.
I need more buddy cop shows because we could also throw in there a Winter Soldier and Rocket buddy cop show. Based upon Avengers Infinity War. I'm just saying, if you want to add to my wish list, Disney, you already gave me Talos and Nick Fury coming up here. So I'm just saying, you could add it.
Oh, how about we do an artsy love film in the Marvel Cinematic Universe? We go Rocket and the Thorkin.
Oh, okay. Okay. I can see that. I can see that.
No, you can't see that. What has been seen cannot be unseen.
I mean, there's so much great stuff you can do, and I can't wait.
Now, for that trailer, how badass did my man Sebastian Stan look holding that shield?
Oh.
Fill the cup.
I cannot wait to watch the show.
This is going to be that show, man. I'm telling you. Already, people are already saying that this is possibly going to be, they're already expecting this to be better than WandaVision. WandaVision is getting great reviews. I understand Diesel's not a big fan. We're going to talk about some WandaVision in a minute. Nothing real spoilery.
You know what's more entertaining that happened to me this week?
What?
Getting out of a car and the seatbelt grazed across the sensitive areas, and I had that ill feeling in the gut of my stomach. That was more entertaining than WandaVision.
Oh, Diesel is a hater.
I hate that show.
Listen, if you got hate in your heart, Diesel, let it out. You know, by all means, we're used to you being a hater. Like, if you think about it, we are used to Diesel's hate, especially me and Ron.
We've
been dealing with it for a long time.
I want it to be good, but I come home from the game store late on a Friday. I'm like, all right, I'm going to be up for a little while. Let me watch it. Oh, this is 35 minutes of my life I can't get back.
I think it's one of the shows that needed to be binged.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Because there's just so much going on with it, and the fact that it's only 30 minutes, but it feels, the first couple episodes felt like,
if this was a binging show, I think it'd be so much better than. I would enjoy going back to the early episodes to find these little Easter eggs. This one.
There's so many little Easter eggs that they're... the whole Mephisto being, like, everywhere.
Right, yeah. I mean, once again, let's not dive into too many spoilers or anything. People are expecting Falcon and Winter Soldier to be better. Of course, it comes to Disney Plus the week after WandaVision wraps up in March. So... we don't have long to wait next month. Before we jump into something that I do want to dive into about movie warnings, there is a viral idea out there for a WandaVision spinoff in the X-Files realm, starring everybody's favorite, Jimmy Woo.
Aww.
Diesel, you were the one that brought me this to my attention. How are you feeling? Jimmy Woo, X-Files, Disney Plus, MCU, spinoff series off of WandaVision. Go, pitch it.
I think it's great. Like, he has the natural Asian Duchovny-ness. He has that male sex appeal. You pair him up with it can't be Darcy. It cannot be Darcy. But you pair him up with an attractive female who's also in the same field, and you have them solve the mysteries in the inner workings of the MCU. You don't go into outer space. No, that's not his realm. You just the weird little crimes and mysteries that happening in San Francisco, in Westview, wherever life takes them, much like Skulder and Mully.
It's going to be Darcy.
It can be Darcy. Of course, if you don't know who Jimmy Woo is, he plays Detective Randall Park of the FBI. You met him in Ant-Man.
Yep.
And he is now in WandaVision, and I am enjoying his time on WandaVision as well.
Yeah, he is one of the few.
And he figured out the card trick.
Yes, I love Jimmy Woo. Yeah. So he's done so many other. He was Asian Jim as well.
Yeah.
He's done so many great roles, and he's
he was phenomenal. The great ruler of North Korea in The Interview.
That's true. He was. Which you know, some people would have said that would have been the death nail in your career, but instead it was kind of like the you know he started getting more jobs.
To be fair, he thrived. Really, what has Rogan and Franco done since then?
I know. I think they the people who put the movie together might have crashed, and he came out, you know, joining the MCU and the whole nine, man. Good on Jimmy Woo, bro. Oh,
Jimmy Woo's got it all.
Great.
So that's going to bring us to the last thing that we're going to talk about here in Nerd News today, but it's kind of a little big to unpack. And I got to give all the credit in the world. I know we talked about the Ocho Duro Parlay Hour podcast before, but Ken M. had brought something to attention that nobody else has, and I know he's going to be talking about it, but I can't help Ken to talk about this. So Ken hit me. We were talking about the latest episode of WandaVision, and I'm not going to spoil anything. So when we talk spoilers here, the clip that you're going to hear, because I'm going to play the clip, is a possible spoiler but it's not a spoiler, if you will. It's an interview it's actually not even an interview. It's a clip of like explaining the Scarlet Witch to the fans by Elizabeth Olsen in 2016. Okay, for a lore on YouTube. That's probably why it's gone unseen. But you'll hear in the clip, you know, kind of where WandaVision may be going. This is speculation and stuff. This is not spoilers. But if you don't want to hear that, I would skip ahead for about 10 minutes or so. So I'm just throwing that out there. But it is not a spoiler because this is just an old thing where maybe Elizabeth Olsen, maybe Disney and Marvel didn't realize that maybe she gave away something in this because they were writing the show and the show was, you know, in going into works in 2016. They weren't shooting necessarily yet, but they were definitely working on the show. You'll see what I mean in a minute. But Ken M found this, man. And we were talking about some things that happened in the last episodes. I was kind of getting excited about something, saying, hey, finally I was getting to a point where I'm like, oh man, I think they're doing this story arc. And if they're doing this story arc, this is going to be good because they can take, you know, it's the MCU. They pick and choose. They don't ever do a story arc in its entirety. So don't worry about it being bogged down. But this one's a really good one. And it would tie in because we already know. It's not a spoiler. We know this movie, this show ties into Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness. They were about telling us about that right from the jump. It's not like this is a secret. I mean, lately we did tell to find out the time frame for this is right after Endgame. Like this is after the events of Endgame. So this is set then. So that was the nice part about finding that out, at least so we know the time frame of the show. So we're going to play the clip and then we're going to talk about it because I know Diesel's seen the clip.
Yep.
I know Ron hasn't.
No, I haven't.
So, this is Elizabeth Olsen for Allure in 2016, and she is going to, we're going to pick up, it's going to be right before she starts, we're going to pick up talking about the comic book Avengers Assembled. So, basically, this whole thing, I'm not playing the whole clip, this is going to be about 20 seconds or so. Basically, what Elizabeth Olsen is talking about is Scarlet Witch. Oh, yeah, she does a lot, the video has a lot of the Scarlet Witch tricks and stuff. So, basically, she's telling people what to expect of Scarlet Witch. Like, you might not be familiar. Here's Scarlet Witch's origins she gives the briefest of the MCU one, which is fine. And then she goes into comic books and goes through the major comic book arcs that Wanda was in and go all the way up and through House of M. But pay attention to the end of this clip. I'm just playing the first part if you're not familiar with this Avengers Assembled, and then you will hear the part that is important. So ready? Let me get it in here. Go ahead.
In Avengers Disassembled, Scarlet Witch then suffered a full-blown mental breakdown and attacked the Avengers. Ant-Man, Hawkeye, and the Vision all killed. Scarlet's rampage finally ended when she was put into a trance by Doctor Strange, played by none other than Benedict Cumberbatch, coming soon to a television near you. The Avengers and...
There it was.
Yep.
In 2016, when she said, coming soon to a television near you. After saying this, you know, that Benedict Cumberbatch was playing Doctor Strange. Yeah. Which, of course, he was in the MCU at the time. But...
Yeah.
So, I heard this, and my jaw hit the floor, because I've been getting... One of the storylines I was hoping it would be, because it's an easier storyline to tell, and she didn't give too much away, because obviously they're not killing off all of what's there. but Avengers Disassembled was one of the storylines. I'm like, wow, that would be a good payoff, and it would bridge things to get you to where you need to be, also involving Doctor Strange. And now it sounds like Elizabeth Olsen in 2016 was kind of hinting that that was the direction they're going. Where there's smoke, there's fire, but I want to get your takes. Diesel, you've had a little bit of time to marinate on this because I said it to you last night. You got to watch the whole thing. Yeah. But in that part specific, which is the most important part, what do you think about this possible philosophy Ken M's put in our plates?
It's pretty cool. I think that the Westview problems will be solved by Doctor Strange putting her into that trance so she can't hurt anybody else anymore. Or the multiverse is already there. And this is the Wanda we know.
Ah, okay. All right. I like both those theories, but those are good theories. But I think that this was kind of it. I wonder how this flew under the radar. This is the first time you heard it.
Yeah.
Ron, what are you thinking?
I'm good with it. I kind of forgot about that arc. I'm not going to lie, because I'm not a big Avengers comic book reader. So, I mean, I remember seeing the comic. I don't think I ever read the arc, so...
You know why I remember the arc, and I'm a fan of the arc? Because, and this spoiler alert for comics, this is not going to have anything to do with the MCU, by the way, so you guys don't have to worry about that. But the end of Avengers Disassembled leads to the new Avengers, and the new Avengers was my personal favorite because they add a particular character who is probably the best character in all of Marvel Comics, and that, of course, is Wolverine.
Yeah, I remember all that.
So that's on the back end of Disassembled, is Wolverine joining the Avengers. It was a crossover. Avengers Disassembled was one of the gigantic Marvel crossovers, and it took place, you know, everybody was affected because obviously Scarlet Witch is a powerful being, and you know, they get into, I love the article. If you guys would want to look it up, look up I do believe it's, let me get the exact title for it, just because I want you guys to know. It is Elizabeth Olsen Explains the Origins of Wanda Maximoff, aka the Scarlet Witch /Allure. So probably just put Elizabeth Olsen Allure or Wanda Allure, it'll come up, because it's worthwhile. If you don't, if you're not familiar with the character, it is a worthwhile. It's really quick. It's about 3 minutes and 45 seconds long, and she does a fun job of actually describing Wanda through the different arcs and just in the comic books and saying, okay, this is who the Scarlet Witch is. And she also does a good job of explaining Wanda's real powers, which they've never done in the MCU yet. I don't know if this is kind of a spoiler, but for you guys that don't know, Wanda's actual real powers, which she's a mutant, first of all, which there's no mutants in the MCU currently, but she is a mutant in for all intents and purposes. Her power is actually to be able to bend reality and create reality. So she doesn't really throw cars. She actually creates a reality where the car lands on you. That's her powers. She doesn't. So like, it's kind of weird because like in the movies, you see her huffing stuff shit around.
Yeah.
And technically she's not doing that. All she's actually doing is through her reality, she's moving things in and out of realities.
Yes.
It's interesting when you really break it down, but that's what she does. And that's how, and it's not a spoiler because we've all been watching WandaVision. That is how WandaVision is possible, because she creates reality. So there you go. So possibly, man, I can't believe that the MCU, the people, the fine people at Disney and Marvel, who do a good job of scrubbing everything else, did not scrub that. So shout outs to Ken M for throwing it out there, man. Good deep dive. Ain't nobody was talking about it. He hit us off, and I got to appreciate his wonderful journalism, man. In a day where people aren't really journalists. So good job, brother. If you guys want to talk about that and more, hit us up on the socials. Or actually, you know what? Best place to find him is on Twitter, at OD Parlay Hour. You ask him himself, because like I said, he threw this at me, and I was like, bruh.
Nice find.
Make 2016,
sure
too.
Make sure to include the hashtag reporting for duty, sir.
All right. Well, that is going to take us out of the nerd news this week. I told you it's going to be short but sweet. And you know what that means.
Welcome to Dungeon Master Corner this week. Nothing new news really coming out. This is one of those little PSA type of things, as I had a family member decide to commit suicide over, you know, last week. And this is just the little PSA to, you know, if you guys haven't been gaming because of COVID and being responsible, I gotcha. But, you know, check in on your friends. Like, I know this is a little downer, I'm sorry, but, I called a lot of people over the weekend that I knew that, you know, I haven't talked to in a while, or things have happened. you know, just do yourself a favor. Like, if you're a game group, remember, like, half of the fun with the game group is being a group. And if you're not out there playing regularly because of COVID and being responsible, that's fine. I'm not going to debate having a group or not having a group, or because I still meet with my two groups. You know, I'm not having that debate right now. I'm just saying, if you're not, because you're being responsible, that's completely fine. I understand, but make a call. Check in on people. This whole scenario is a lot worse than just a virus. Like, it is pretty much multiple people have decided, and I'm sorry to bring it down like this for a minute, but it just, one of those things that just hit home because it was so close. It's, you know, just checking on your group, you know, even if you're playing on a regular and you think somebody's off because of things going on, whatever, you know, call them in the middle of the week. Just checking on people. It, you know, it's, you don't want to sit there and have this happen and then all of a sudden, you know, let's say you only have four people in your game group. now you got to, you know, let's be real. Then you got to find somebody else to fill the seat. And then it's like, well, when do you do that? You know, it's one of those things. Just check on your friends. Yeah. That's all I got this week. It's not nothing major, but checking on people. There's been, you know, other situations that's happened for individuals that I know. I'm not going to put their stuff out here. So I was calling them, messaging them. You know who you are. You know, I've been talking to many of people. And it's just because I do care. And that's why it's just a little PSA. Check on your friends, check on your, you know, family members, whatever. Or, hey, start a game group. If you ever were thinking about starting a game group, start it now. Screw it. Just buy a pre-campaign book, set of dice, do it over Zoom, do it over whatever. Who cares? You can't see the dice rolls. If someone's going to lie about the dice rolls, they're going to lie about the dice rolls on the table. You know what I mean? Like, just, you know, possibly just start something. You know, that's just what I got. Sorry.
That's okay. I mean, that's definitely need to be said. A lot of people's mental health, and then make sure, you know, if you're going through something, reach out.
There's
probably people in your life that you can reach out to, and always the suicide prevention hotline as well. So.
That, even if you reach out through us and...
message us.
We're long-winded individuals. We'll talk about anything, as you can tell.
Yeah, pretty much. You can feel free.
Yeah.
Feel free. If it's late, if you think it's late at night, you probably get diesel. But it's okay. The worst that's going to happen there is hashtag the ritual.
And just remember, if you hear the sounds, just hang up the phone.
Unless don't Louis C.K. him, please.
I'm not famous enough to be Louis C.K.'d. I'll finish before you hang up.
No, in all seriousness, it does need to be said. So I mean, there's a lot going on in the world right now. So, I mean, always check in. You know, we're talking a lot of superheroes and comic books and movies and all that happy jazz. But, you know, that doesn't mean real life doesn't exist to bite you in the ass every once in a while. So, absolutely. With that, we're going to take a break. We're going to recalibrate. We're going to reload the gun because when we come back, it's main event time. And that main event, of course, as you know, is Diesel's movie Triple Stuff. And that'll be right back at ya.
All right, guys, this is Jill Whitlow from Night of the Creeps. And you are listening to the incredible, vivacious Three Fat Nerds.
Welcome back to Diesel's movie, Triple Stuff. This is odd because this is actually the second time I've heard this today.
Really? This is the second time you're going to say? I mean, it ties in somewhat to your Diesel's movie club.
Yeah. It was just weird because of all the times to hear this, I was like, huh, the radio station was playing some bangers today at work.
we'll give it a shout out. Shout outs to Peter Gabriel, Shock the Monkey. Anyways, continue.
All right. I had the box office up, but I had to look up a stupid magic thing. All right, this week's box office report coming in at number 5, Monster Hunter with $585,000.
So only 1 week above a million, but still hanging in the top 5.
Yeah. Number 4, Wonder Woman 1984 with $905,000.
It's like roaches, it won't go away.
The Marksman at number 3 with $959,000.
Okay.
The Croods: A New Age, $1.7 million.
That's almost herpes level.
And then The Little Things for its second week with $2.1 million.
I still have to see that. My mom watched it on HBO Max. She said it was really good.
Yeah, so. I heard it's really good. But this week's top three, your top three, oh shit, they were in that? And yeah. What I mean is, famous person now, but back, you watch something and you're just like, holy shit, that person was in that before they were famous. Cool.
I got a trifecta. And it's a good movie, too, for number three. And it's a trifecta. This movie has Wesley Snipes, Larry Fishburne, and Steve Buscemi, all before they were huge. And it was a big movie, and we mentioned it, I do believe, a week or two ago in the top three. That is King of New York.
Oh, yeah. Oh, nice.
Christopher Walken starred. It was not Lawrence Fishburne at the time. It was Larry Fishburne. All three of them were in that movie. How amazing is that? And that was before. That was even before Wesley Snipes was Willie Mays Hayes in the original, what'd you call it? Major League movie.
Yep.
Yeah, so, I mean, shit. That's some old stuff. It's good stuff. Speaking of Wesley Snipes, coming to America. He's the villain, if you will. Which I believe that. And ask the United States government. Oh, well.
Yeah. What?
That IRS situation, that did get solved, though.
I just did mine. I hope mine are okay.
I'm with you too, brother. Anyways, with that being said, next two are actually horror. Shout out to Horror Zone 607, the show I co-host. Coming up, we'll be doing a show a little either tomorrow before I stream or the next day because me and Mike C had to get together, of course, with my hectic weekend. That's what kind of happened. But the next two, number two, and this is only because of the happenstance with this. Both of these have interesting stories behind them. And the first is a really good movie that I really suggest everybody go see, Cabin in the Woods. The reason why is Chris Hemsworth. Now you're going to be like, but Rich, when this movie came out, Chris Hemsworth was Thor. Aha! That's right, because it was shot 2 years before it came out.
Yes.
When he wasn't Thor. And the studio just got lucky that he got casted as Thor. And booyakasha, here he is. In Cabin in the Woods. And that's why he's one of the first few to die, because he wasn't a massive star. Yep. Although later on, he would become a massive star. A la Kevin Bacon in the original Friday the 13th. Mm-hmm. But that's not my number one. My number one is one of my personal favorite stories. Similar story to Cabin in the Woods. They were working on a Texas Chainsaw Massacre sequel. I can't remember what they were originally calling it. They called it something weird. But anyways, they landed two young actors, one actor, one actress, to be in the movie. One is part of the Sawyer family. That man would be Matthew McConaughey. And one to be the survivor girl, if you will. And that would be the girl that would go on to win America's hearts as Bridget Jones, Renee Zellweger. So
she was great in Empire Records, which still
holds up. Dude, she was great in so much. She's actually a really great actor. I love Renee.
Yeah.
So anyways, this is one of their first roles for both of them. Well, a funny thing happened on the way to the movie theater, and McConaughey had done Days and Confused?
Days and Confused. Yeah, yes.
He had done that already, but there was a gap, if you remember, in his career. So funny thing happened is they didn't put this movie out right away. I think it sat on the shelf for 2 or 3 years. In the meantime, McConaughey would go on to do A Time to Kill with Sandra Bullock, which got him tons of critical acclaim and probably made him the megastar he is today, let's be honest. And Renee Zellweger would go on to be the love interest in a little movie called Jerry Maguire. So both of them became super successful. So then both of their agents, separate of each other, tried to get the filmmakers to not put out the Texas Chainsaw Massacre movie. They did not. As a matter of fact, what they did is they changed the name of the movie, The Texas Chainsaw, The Next Generation, which you can see, you can look it up now. And they prominently put on the VHS case and everything that it was starring Matthew McConaughey and Renee Zellweger with their pictures from the movie on the case. So that is the two of the horror ones that are my one and two, plus King of New York. Ronald, what do you got for yours?
Number three, Wet Hot American Summer, Bradley Cooper. I think Elizabeth Banks, one of her first movies. Yep. And Amy Poehler from SNL.
Amy Poehler.
Poehler. Yeah, that's it. Sorry. I think that was one of her first films, maybe second film too. which actually was a pretty funny movie. Going with good old Tom Holland in The Impossible about the Indian tsunami with the family that gets caught in there.
Okay.
You know. And then I'm just going with, you know, Fighting With My Family with Florence Pugh playing Paige.
Florence Pugh.
Pugh. Pugh. Oh, yeah, sorry.
Pugh.
Sorry, I'm not.
That's okay. That's what Diesel's here for. This is great. This is his avenue. But that means it's Diesel's top three time.
All right, my top three. And this is one I just caught last night. I've seen the show before, but I've been doing the rewatch of Freaks and Geeks. I didn't realize that Rashida Jones, as a young actress, was a small bit character on this show.
Yes, sir.
Number two, we're going to go with Amy Adams. And I remember the first time I saw her was in Smallville, where she could control the bees. And then she would also go on to be Jim's girlfriend in the end of season one of The Office. And then now she's Lois Lane. And
yes.
The perpetual Mark Wahlberg wife in any movie starring Mark Wahlberg. And then my number one, I'm actually going to one of Ron's favorite movies, a little movie called Van Wilder with a young Aaron Paul.
Yep.
Twice. Once in a nighty and once... Yep. Proclaiming Van Wilder as the reddest dude in the world in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Well, there you go.
Well, no, he did. He didn't he claim him in both times?
Well, yeah, but yeah. One time he was in a 90, one time he wasn't.
Yeah,
no. And we're gonna go with a 90, goddamn it.
But seeing a young Aaron Paul,
was a pajama of jammy jam.
Yeah,
and so. if the cheerleading squad wasn't humping the Matadors, I don't know why too much movie.
All right, Diesel, that brings us to the Diesel's movie called Pick of the Week. And what do you got this week for the folks?
Oh, we're going to shock that monkey. We're going with 12 Monkeys.
That's right. 12 Monkeys originally came out on December 29th, 1995, distributed by Universal Pictures. It's got a runtime of 129 minutes. It is based on a story that's called Les Jetés by Chris Marker. I hope I said that right because I'm not good at French.
Les Jetés.
Is that how you say it?
I have no clue. Okay. You just got to sound confident when you say it.
Okay. I always apologize. The screenplay was done by David and Janet Peoples, and it was directed by Terry Gilliam. It stars the late, great Christopher Plummer, as well as Madeline Stowe, Brad Pitt, and Bruce Willis, and had a budget of $29.5 million. And do you think that it made a bunch of money, or do you think it lost money?
I think it made money.
Ron?
Actually, I think it lost money.
Diesel was right. $168.8 million in the box office. Yeah. This movie was a pretty big box office smash for the time.
I don't think people enjoyed their experience seeing the movie.
Well, go on to tell about a little synopsis of 12 Monkeys and why you picked it.
So I'm one of the people who definitely enjoyed it, but I didn't see it in theaters. This is one that I think got its wheels rolling post the theater run. You know, because they just, you know, Bruce Willis and Brad Pitt, you know, sells tickets, especially in the 90s. But this is a bizarre story. And it deals with time travel and all sorts of weird imagery. Terry Gilliam's a master of putting out his vision like that. But yeah, it's definitely a bizarre story. And it's phenomenal. I love it.
The official synopsis is, traveling back in time isn't simple as James Cole, played by Bruce Willis, learns the hard way. Imprisoned in the 2030s, James is recruited for a mission that will send him back to the 1990s. Once there, he's supposed to gather information about a nascent plague that's about to exterminate the vast majority of the world's population. But aside from the manic Jeffrey, Brad Pitt, he gets a little in the way of cooperation, not least from medical gatekeepers like Dr. Catherine Riley, played by Madeline Stowe. So that's the official synopsis of the movie. It is, I enjoy it. By the way, if you've never seen it and you want to watch it, it is now streaming on HBO Max.
What?
So if you have a subscription to HBO Max, check it out. Check it out. With that being said, though, you know what time it is.
It's time to play the game. Time to play the game.
All right. Last week, Diesel stole one from the grasp of defeat. Just barely.
No, I stole it
by going one above him. Sorry, that's what it was. So I knew one of you stole it. So Ron stole it from Diesel.
Yeah.
So can Diesel steal it back? And to do that, you have to be keen on 12 Monkeys. Are you gentlemen ready?
Absolutely.
By the way, we don't have any weird ones this week. We're back to the normals.
Thank God.
Price is Right rules, closest without going over, until if we need the tiebreaker Google. We always do the Google one as a fun one, even if we don't need it. But if we need it for the actual thing, it's closest to the number. So, Diesel, IMDb out of 10 with points. What did they give 12 Monkeys?
Ooh. IMDb, even 7.
Ronald.
4.
Point goes to Diesel, 8 out of 10.
Oh, really?
I didn't know that. IMDb. All right, Ron. Up next is Metacritic. Out of 100%, what did Metacritic, this is only critic scores, obviously, give to 12 Monkeys?
5.
5%?
5%.
Or do you want to do 50%?
5%.
Okay.
He can have his reign.
Oh, I'm going to get the reign on this one. But I actually might go over.
Okay. That's why I'm having to mess up here.
You might be in my head. I might be thinking too much.
See, you got to play the game with Diesel. You got to get in his head.
Okay. I'm trying to nail it. And critics, I think, are going to like this because, you know, you got to remember it's Terry Gilliam, too, of Monty Python. So we're going to stick with an even 70 again.
Even 70 for Diesel? Yep. Final answer?
Yep.
Diesel wins. 74% on Metacritic.
I was hoping you'd go 75, actually. I was about to say, 74%. I think you should go 75.
But for funsies, Rotten Tomato, Diesel, you go first on this one. Rotten Tomatoes, what was their combined score for 12 Monkeys?
I'm going to go even 80.
Ronald?
12.
Diesel would have gotten 89% for Rotten Tomatoes. And Google users, Ron, Google users.
I don't know.
We know they go high on everything.
Yeah, they go way too high. Google users, 82.
Diesel,
93.
I think you would have been closer because it was 89% if we were going to tiebreaker. Yeah. But yeah, you guys are still in the wheelhouse. Obviously, it was very acclaimed. People love them some 12 Monkeys.
I don't remember hearing anything about this movie until like years after. Yeah, that's why.
I know it became a cult hit, but obviously it made $168 million in the box office as well. So obviously people went to see it there. But once again, done by a big name director.
Yeah.
Obviously two big stars because in 95 even Bruce Willis and Brad Pitt were still stars.
I didn't see it until it was at the wall at Video King. I don't even think I watched it, actually.
Yeah, it's definitely a bizarre story, but, like, it definitely sold a lot of tickets. This was, like, prime Pritt and, like, you know, old man Willis.
Oh, yeah. Well, I just wanted to point this out. If you guys want to see it, it's definitely worthwhile watching HBO Max.
And it spawned off its own TV show on Sci-Fi.
Yeah, it's true. 12 Monkeys had a TV show as well. But I would definitely check out the HBO Max to check it out if you got it. With that being said, thank you guys. But we got to pay them bills, so that means it's time for some shameless plugs. That means if you can hear my voice, you know how to find the podcast. But do your friends know how to find it? Do their friends know how to find it? It's simple. You type 3 fat nerds into any search bar for any podcast provider and bam, there we are. Go ahead and smash the subscribe button so you get our show downloaded to you each and every week automatically.
And we're also on Facebook. Type in that search bar, 3 Fat Nerds Podcast. You're going to find our page. You're going to like our page. You're going to comment, rate, review. Help us spread the word of nerd.
And of course, you can also find us on Twitter and Instagram at 3 Fat Nerds Pod. Remember, whenever talking on social media about the show, use that hashtag 3FN.
And if you need to email us for anything, 3fatnerdspod@gmail.com.
Here comes the double one. Are you following us on Twitch yet? You should be. twitch.tv/607podcast. Make sure you're following that page when we go live, because we're going live every week for the wrestling show. This week, special time though, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we will be live, myself and Ken M from the Ocho Duro Parlay Hour podcast, talking all things pro wrestling. Of course, this we will be live, if you hear this on Tuesday when the show drops, we will be live streaming MTG Arena. We're making our return. We're probably going to try to get a couple streams in this week as well. And also Saturday night, I do believe, I will check, we'll make sure you hit the social medias, but I'm sure Ken's going to want to do it this Saturday night. We got Gilbert Burns taking on Kamaru Usman. And if I was Gilbert Burns, I would come down with a bad break of a leg, an illness, some kind of doctor's COVID. Excuse not to, well, he already had that one. Yeah. So I don't know if he can
get it again. You can get it again. It's COVID.
Burn wins second round TKO.
You know that even Diesel's not confident in that pick. If you get it right, you're a soothsayer.
A soothsayer because did you not hear my Patreon discussion for a bet? We got this.
Yeah, okay. I don't think that's going to happen, but twitch.tv/67podcast for our live reactions and commentary this Saturday as well. Also, if you would like to support the podcast, you can do that on Patreon, patreon.com/8122productions. For as little as $1 a month, you get a ton of extra bonus content. You get this show, the Three Fat Nerds podcast, every week. You get it early. Not only do you get it the night we record it, you also get the uncut, unedited, and uncooked edition, which means you get a bonus section in the beginning, a bonus section in the middle, and anything that we have to edit out because it's too hot for television, or in this case, too hot for podcasting, and we don't want to get kicked off of podcast or providers, you get to hear all of that instead of the edited, watered-down edition, if you will, which is not bad anyways if you're listening to that. Trust me, it's still a fun ride.
Oh, yeah.
It's just you get to hear some more. If you, trust me, it is definitely rated R humor, so you got to bring your big boy pants. With that being said, you also get Horizon 607 early when we do it, the same day we record the show, and also you get the two exclusive to Patreon shows, I Love Movies with Ron. We got two of them coming at you this month, making up for last month, because last month was a shit show of a month. And trust me, this month has started much the same. But we're going to get them. We're going to get them to you. Maximum Overdrive is one, and then we'll have another one as well. And of course, we'll give you two episodes of Love is Scary with Dr. Derek as well, the show that's too hot to be behind a paywall. And I say this to people all the time. If you think that that's a marketing ploy, it may be, but it's not. Spend the dollar. Listen on Patreon. If you don't like, I'll send you back your dollar. Because I'm going to tell you right now, what Diesel's saying on there is never appropriate for anything.
He'll save your life.
It might, if you're into it. But also, I'm going to tell you this right now. Diesel, the doctor of Lovenomics, as Ken M. calls him, is saying some shit that if we played on the air, we would get banned. That's how you know when I'm burning it down. I'm just going to release them all and watch the world burn. That's right, baby. So patreon.com/8122productions.
Did you say 8122 Productions?
I sure as hell did, Diesel.
As in H to the double T to the P to the colon to the backslash and another backslash. 81 productions.com.
That's right, 8122productions.com for all things 8122 Productions. You can find out about the Three Fighters there, Horizon 607, the wrestling show. You can find out about the Twitch channel there. There's a link right to it. You can find out about the Patreon channel. Link right to it. You can find out about friends like the show, like the Ultra Dura Parley Hour podcast. We talked about them a couple times today. You can find out all about them. You can also find out about the musical guests that you hear on here. You know the songs you hear? They're coming from local bands that we're friends with, man. You can check out Second Suitor, the Shot at the Robots, Floodlands, and the Foss Fiends from Melbourne, Australia. Check those bands out. Support them on Spotify, YouTube Music, and Bandcamp. And you can learn all about them there as well. Also, you can find out about our local sponsors, but we're going to give them a shout out here as well. First up, the people who provide us with the lovely 8122 Production Studios. That's right, Dragon Master Games, located at 1235 Upper Front Street in Binghamton, New York. For all your Magic the Gathering gaming needs, visit them online at DragonMasterGames.com. Also, if you're in the 607, want to find out about store hours and maybe if there's some free play going or like people playing things, as we tell when people are playing, because we are allowed to have 40 people in store with masks and such, but we have people who play D&D and have open or may have openings and magic and all that. Free play does happen here, so if you want to find out about that, you can like their page on Facebook, Dragon Master Games.
And thank you to Rexter Rods Auto Detailing, located at 2004 North Street, Endicott, New York. To call for an appointment, call 607-644-3389. When you're ready to put the pride back in your ride, don't forget to tell the Three Fat Nerds at you.
We're really going to have to thank them, because the car that I'm procuring is a little rough on the inside. We'll have to. It's going to be a car that we're going to use pictures for Rexter Rods Auto Detailing. Nice. Let's put it that way. But thank you to those guys. They do awesome work. We're not just they're not just our sponsor. We're also clients, so check them out. Of course, Ronald.
1 out of 10 stars. One of the least creative pieces of film. 1 star. I really just wanted to vote on this film. Contrary to what many say, this film does deserve the worst rating and does not deserve to be in the top 250 or 500 or 5 million, including Hollywood or Bollywood. Come on, people. Get some life experience and develop the right side of that brain. 1 out of 10 stars. Titanic just sucks.
I'm not saying it's a top 10 movie, but it's entertaining. And as an American, I will watch this over the best Bollywood movie of all time. I will give you $10 if you could tell me right now what the best Bollywood movie of all time
without using your phone.
I'm trying to think. What was the last one that I remember?
You guys don't listen to me. All you have to do is say anything and put to sound confident, and just boom, you would have gotten paid off.
I couldn't think of the name.
He ain't paying no money. I'm going to type it in, though. Best
Bollywood,
Bollywood
of all time.
Wood movie of all time. Whoa, it's already here. All right, are we ready for it? Drum roll. Oh, wow, they gave me years. I said the best of all time.
Of all time? We got, first thing that pops up. I got the things, too.
Yeah, Mumbai Diaries.
But Bobby.
Bobby's also there.
Yujawani Haidawani. Versara. Swads. Oh, that sounds...
Salam Bombay.
Exactly.
I just want to point this out. Slumdog Millionaire is probably up there. And I don't think it's Bollywood, though. But anyways...
You know what had a better Bollywood ending? The 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Did they do a dance number in there?
Oh, yeah, at the very end.
Yes,
it did. To the Aquarius song.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. I must have zoned that one out. I put after Spider-Man 3, I really just block out all dance numbers.
You know what movie starring Steve Carell should have had a dance number?
What?
Foxcatcher.
Oh, good movie, by the way.
Great movie.
Steve Carell does a great job as a serious actor.
Yeah, you
know. I will say that. He plays DuPont, John DuPont, very well. A little too well.
Yeah.
Although I'm also a big fan of, what's his name? Channing Tatum in that movie was really good.
Oh, yeah. Everyone in that movie was great.
Very good movie. Very underrated. If you've never, well, I don't know if it's underrated. It was more of an artsy film. But if you're not in that community, a lot of people don't watch it. If you're a sports fan or just like, if you like good movies, it's a great movie. And believe it or not, it's not boring at all.
Yeah.
Seeing a billionaire playboy with his wrestling boy toys snorting cocaine on planes.
If this does not interest you, if you're one of the 3% of female listeners to us, if you like The Office, you watch Foxcatcher after you need a refresher from watching The Office after the Scott Stotts episode. If you watch Scott Stotts episode and you need a refresher, watch Foxcatcher.
I could agree there. But you know what else I'll say? The only thing that disappoints me about Foxcatcher, they did not cast a character to play Kurt Angle. Because Kurt Angle was at Foxcatcher when that happened.
He probably was like, yeah.
Well, here's the thing. No, actually, I found out. He is not included in a lot of the stuff with Foxcatcher because he became a pro wrestler.
Oh, so he's even shamed out of the shame of wrestling.
They kind of shamed him out. Like, the only people who really involved him was the 30 for 30 on Foxcatcher.
Oh, yeah.
And he's in it. But he was there. And it's fucking weird that you would want to shun him for that. What? Because he went on to make millions and most of you guys are on welfare? Oh, wait a minute. I'm just allegedly saying.
They kept their honor.
Bullshit. Never mind. They have as much honor as your boy Corey Feldman. I'll let you take from that what you will, folks. With that being
Ascension Millennium.
I'm never playing that again after the one time we played it.
Banger.
It is not. With that being said, folks, thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you had a lot of fun. It is what it is. We'll be back next week, bigger, badder, and funnier. Hopefully. I don't know. I think we outdo ourselves every week. Somehow I come in here with low energy and I leave with high energy. What? And it's amazing.
Much like the Feldex music career.
Oh, Jesus.
It's less like his other career. Anyways, with that being said, thank you guys too. Until next week. Take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. And last but certainly not least, before I go, all I have left to say is later, nerds.
Later.
What's up with the youth?
Titanic just sucks, people.
I want you to get it. I want you to understand. I'm doing the best I can, but not as good as I want to be. I just want to get it. I just want to comprehend. Because it will manifest. I'm not getting any rest as it
I'm doing.